As Chile struggles to recover from Saturday's devastating earthquake, Secretary of State Clinton arrived in Santiago for a brief visit. She cut short what was previously planned as a day-long stay, meeting with President Michelle Bachelet at Santiago's main airport for about an hour. Clinton hand-delivered one of 25 satellite phones her plane carried to Chile. It was the first installment of U.S. aid to help Chile recover from the 8.8 magnitude earthquake.
We have identified a mobile field hospital unit with surgical capabilities that is ready to go. We are working to fill the need for autonomous dialysis machines. We are ready to purchase and send electricity generators, medical supplies, and are working to identify and send portable bridges.
Clinton noted that after Haiti's earthquake in January, Chile dispatched search and rescue teams there. Now, she said, the United States will do all it can to assist Chile in its hour of need. President Bachelet thanked Clinton and the United States. She stressed her government's determination to assist the victims.
We want to reach every location as quickly as possible, and we are searching for the means to access every corner of the country that has been affected by the disaster.
But for Chileans who have gone days without food, drinking water, and shelter, aid cannot come quickly enough.
There are many elderly who are suffering, a lot of people. We are desperate for ourselves and for the whole village.
We don't have milk or diapers for the children. Water, what we need is water and also food.
President Bachelet says help is on the way, but the government has huge logistical challenges to overcome. In the meantime, she has ordered additional security forces to the disaster zone, saying that looting and lawlessness must end, and the government will act with the severity necessary to prevent crime.
Those who do not understand this will be met by the law because we cannot tolerate these actions.
Authorities in Concepcion, Chile's second largest city, instituted a curfew to curb widespread looting. At the same time, some residents have taken security into their own hands, forming self-defense units to protect homes and businesses. Chile has received pledges of support from the United Nations and many international organizations. Assistance has also been promised by nations throughout the Americas, as well as the European Union, Japan, and China. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.